nearly winding up. We'll be reviewing the verses that we discussed in the second session yesterday, texts 25 and 26, and that leaves just one more of the Ashtaka verses. That's what we'll be covering this morning. So, quick review. This 25, as it shows, part one, it's the previous section is the qualities of a sadhu, and then this is the results of association with a sadhu. It's a natural. Just as the impulse born of the modes of material nature, the birds fly south, some of them, fly south in the winter. The fish swim upstream in the springtime to lay their eggs, and so forth. The actions of born of the impulses of the modes of nature, they're natural. And on the spiritual platform, there is spiritual nature. It's natural for the soul to, when illumined and in contact with the Supreme Soul, to do certain things. Or the soul in contact with those who are in contact with the personality of Godhead, that certain things will be the result. It's very natural, spiritually natural. The process that we're engaged in is spiritually natural. It's, as Prabhupada would say, it's not an artificial imposition upon the mind. It's not a contrived state of something. It's a natural condition of the soul. Sometimes he would liken it to having a fever. So the normal temperature is 98.6 Fahrenheit. So if one has a fever of 100 or something, what to do? You don't make the temperature zero. You don't increase the temperature. You make it 98.6. That's the normal condition. So that for the soul, the normal condition is being restored by sadhu sangha. And here's a description of that effect, sadhu sangha. In the association of pure devotees, discussion of the pastimes and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very pleasing and satisfying to the ear and to the heart. By cultivating such knowledge, one gradually becomes advanced on the path of liberation, and therefore he is freed. And his attraction becomes fixed. Then real devotion and devotional service begin. So the impetus for all of this is the association of devotees. So the advice of Kapila Dev to Devahuti is, don't just wait for it to happen. Seek association of persons who are Krishna conscious and who are engaged in devotional service. This is just review points, but illustrating it graphically. Simply by theoretical knowledge or study, one cannot make any appreciable advancement. Some devotees were in a conversation sharing that with me directly, part of their appreciation of your group study program that you've so nicely developed here in Seattle. In the course of group discussion, some points come out, and by discussing them nicely, clearly, carefully in the group discussion, the meaning becomes clear. And if that opportunity wasn't there, just reading in a book, very easy to reach misunderstanding, wrong conclusion, even you know, like very much a wrong conclusion, or dislike a misunderstanding. So, sadhu sangha is essential, and applying it also, it makes the difference between theory and practice, or not making advancement and making advancement. Without association of devotees, one cannot understand the activities of the Lord. Why a great devotee like Bhishma Dev would have to go through this difficulty, and whatever someone might have as a doubt, how are we going to understand Krishna's pastimes without one who's in intimate contact with Krishna and knowledge of Krishna? So when one associates with devotees, then one can understand the absolute truth is a person, and that he has personal activities. Prabhupada explains in the purport that commonly that's not the understanding that people hold. And in the spiritual marketplace, it's not what's amply being promoted. Even if there's some idea of God as a person, when it gets down to it, they don't accept that he's a person. He has form, and he has activities, and he has loving qualities, exchanges. No. I had direct experience with people, nice, religious people, who believe in God as a person, and you give them details of his personality and form and qualities, and no. Can't look like that. Can't do like that. Can't be like that. Why not? And without a personal understanding of the absolute, is there any meaning to devotion? For the impersonalist, when bhakti appears, they take that also as something imagined. Okay, you can imagine something and worship that something. If you're so weak-minded, you need to do that. Then it can help you get a little elevated, and then you'll realize you don't need that. And what you need is merge with the one supreme Brahman. They even have ceremonies where when someone take sannyas, they take the deity ceremoniously and throw the deity in the ocean. Just because that was to help you get to the place where you're now Narayan. And once you're Narayan, you throw the deity in the ocean. Big ceremony, big procession, taking the deity and throwing the deity in the ocean. Who knows what will happen to those people? So, These are the results of association of sadhu. One can have a clear, proper, personal understanding. Service must be offered to a person. And these teachings are found in Srimad Bhagavatam. Many nice examples. Also in Lord Chaitanya's Leela, similarly. And then the advice of the verse is, having heard, then you cultivate. Part of the cultivation is continue to contemplate the pastimes. It further purifies and further realization of the nature of Krishna and so on. The path of liberation is open. So we have this facility for association of devotees. And by association with devotees, we receive their message of their heart, the message of the Supreme Lord. So one gets that association also. The devotee who makes this association develops the consciousness for rendering service to the Supreme Lord in various forms. Here is, we saw this nice picture before, but deity worship, but all the different sections of society, according to their position, can be engaged in the varnashram system with worship of Krishna at the center. And Kapila Dev's indication to Devahuti is, this is the path of perfection, the perfectional stage of yoga. That's 25. And we also touched on 26. Hopefully I can get there. So this covers, as the caption shows, both 26 and 27. We're just going to, for now, review 26. Again, the topic is, what's the results of sadhu sangha? Here's the verse, translated in with these illustrations. Thus, this is the final of the Sanghastaka verses. No, next to the last. Thus consciously engaged in devotional service in the association of devotees, a person gains distaste for sense gratification, both in this world and in the next, by constantly thinking of the activities of the Lord. Rupa and Sanatan Goswami. This process of Krishna consciousness is the easiest process of mystic power. Interesting illustration. Always thinking of Krishna. When one is actually situated on that path of devotional service, he is able to control the mind. So, in the purport, Prabhupada explains that the devotee has no interest in sense gratification. A devotee in the association of other devotees, there is some liking. That liking is Krishna Katha and contemplating the activities of the Lord, and sense gratification disrupts that. It spoils it, so they're interested. And the activities of the Lord, we read and discussed, and it includes creation, maintenance, and destruction. These are activities of the Lord, as well as his pastimes in the spiritual world. These are also pastimes, and his various activities in different moods, exchanging love with devotees in different mellows of love. This is accomplished by the process of hearing. The whole theme of, or the setting of Srimad Bhagavatam is this discussion between Maharaj Parikshit and Shukadeva Goswami. And just as there's results from the practice of this type of yoga, there's specific description of the results of hearing. No more attraction for the temporary so-called happiness. Prabhupada explains, we didn't cover it so much because I went very quickly at the end, but yoga yukta is the most easy form of yoga yukta. There are various forms of yoga, but it's most direct and easy. It's simple and sublime. So this is this morning's verse. Text 27. So conclusion. Thus, by not engaging in the service of the modes of material nature, but by developing Krishna consciousness, that is, knowledge and renunciation, because that's the Sanskrit, jnanena yuktena, something like that. Knowledge and renunciation. And by practicing yoga, in which the mind is always fixed in devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one achieves my association in this very life. For I am the Supreme Personality, the Absolute Truth. So he's pretty clear about who he is, and he's pretty clear about the process of attaining him. There's a very famous verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita that was composed by, or reference to a verse composed by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, in which Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, after he had become liberated, or had become liberated from the concept of impersonalism and had become a devotee, his scholarship wasn't diminished. His scholarship was deployed in glorification of Krishna and glorification especially of Lord Chaitanya. So one time, it's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita that he arranged for some prasad from Lord Jagannath to be sent to Lord Chaitanya's place in Gambira. And he also wrote on a leaf two verses, glorification of Lord Chaitanya. And in the course of someone carrying those two verses and the prasad, one devotee stopped them and wanted to read the verse. So reading the verse, he understood that Lord Chaitanya wouldn't like it because it was glorification of Lord Chaitanya. So he wrote it on the outside of Gambira, and sure enough, when he gave it to Lord Chaitanya on behalf of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Lord Chaitanya ripped it up. But it was preserved on the wall of Gambira, and now it's in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And in that verse, it says the same thing that this verse is saying. Well, it says some other things also, but this verse, text 27, jnanena vairagya vrijrimbitena. So the translation that Prabhupada has presented here is that by developing Krishna consciousness, knowledge and renunciation, what the verse is speaking of is knowledge and renunciation. But Lord Chaitanya wasn't just teaching knowledge and renunciation, he was teaching devotional service. Cultivation of knowledge and development of renunciation from knowledge, as a result of having lots of knowledge, being renounced. That's not Lord Chaitanya's teaching. His teaching is pure devotion. But the means, or a subset, part of the process of bhakti that was given by Lord Chaitanya was full knowledge of Krishna, same as our discussion about Sankhya, what's the root of all existence, and watering the root of all existence. And when that spirit is there, the spirit of devoting oneself to the Supreme Lord, naturally follows detachment. So he describes, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya describes that this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to give this very wonderful treasure of devotional service characterized by knowledge and detachment. And think about it just for a moment. All over the world, those who are practicing Krishna consciousness in a proper manner, their capacity to understand things and explain things, it's amazing. Whereas before, what knowledge or understanding did the devotees in general have? Perhaps some of us had some other understanding. We all had some other understanding, but not especially doing like we've been doing this whole weekend, spending hours and hours and hours discussing spiritual topics to deeply enter into those topics and have those topics enter into our heart and be guided by it, and being able to explain so many things. The devotees, sincere devotees, are amazing. And maybe we don't appreciate it so much or sufficiently, but when we have the opportunity to associate with others that are following something, but the paucity or just literally absence of understanding or gross misconceptions that people have, it helps one to appreciate. I've had many devotees say, the one example is devotees that are doing book distribution. And there's some communities, some parts of ISKCON in North America, where it's a strong part of what the mood of the temple is and how the congregation is being encouraged and being engaged. And the message I get from devotees, it's youth and adults alike. When they meet people, how prepared they are from Krishna conscious exposure to explain things and understand things and express things and address things. It's quite amazing. So it gives them impetus to go back and more carefully study. But we're well equipped. As Prabhupada would say, volumes and volumes, 60 volumes of hardcover literature, of 400 pages, 450 pages each, with nice color illustrations. We're ready to give you. Part of that, but it's not cultivation of gyan, it's actually cultivation of bhakti. By hearing about Krishna, that's bhakti. It's nurturing our attraction and attachment for Krishna. It's composed in that way by one who has attachment and attraction for Krishna. By associating with Srila Prabhupada through his books in that way, we're developing knowledge of Krishna and detachment from the material conceptions of life, naturally. So that's what's being said in this verse. Aseva yayam. So we know what seva is, it's service. And aseva is no service. So no service to prakritir gunan. A characteristic of someone who is situated properly in the teaching that Kapila Dev has given and Lord Chaitanya has given is they're not engaged in service to the modes of nature. So that's how it's translated. Thus, by not engaging in the service of the modes of material nature, so withdraw from that and place it elsewhere. So service to sadhus, mahat sevam, dvara mahur vimuktes. Rishabhdev's teaching that was previously mentioned. So this is a summary verse of the other seven. not engaging in service to the modes of nature, instead engaging in service to sadhus and the Supreme Lord. And in that service to the sadhus and Supreme Lord, knowledge and renunciation, jnanena vairagya, vidrimbitena. Vidrimbitena is developed, and developed fully. The connotation of this vidrim, it's full. When one becomes, when you're full, you don't want to eat anything else. When you're feeling spiritually full, you're not interested in something else. It's not a matter of struggling to say no. It's easy to say no. You're satisfied. So, keeping oneself fully engaged in devotional service, one of Harivilas's favorite themes in presenting Krishna consciousness to the community. He's purposely training the devotees in that way so that there's no room for Maya. In which the mind is always fixed in devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One achieves my association in this very life. Yogena mayi arpataya chabhaktya. Arpataya means fixed. The mind becomes fixed. Consciousness becomes fixed. Spoken of previously was the necessity to purify the mind and consciousness. So the process of bhakti is exactly that. Bring the mind to Krishna. Engage in your prescribed duty and always think of Krishna. Bring the mind to Krishna. Chant the holy name, but bring the mind to the holy name. Engage in the activities of devotion with the mind properly absorbed. And then also the senses become purified by the medium of devotional service. It's a complete package. And one will attain me in this very life. That's exactly the language. Pratyag atmanam ahavarunde. One attains me, Lord Kapiladev, the absolute truth, personality of Godhead, in this very life. It's not you have to wait in the next life, something good is going to happen. Just be good now, and something nice will happen later. It's something that one can experience presently. Pratyaksha avagamam dharmyam susukam kartam avyayam. Direct perception of the self by realization. That's the experience of one who's properly following. Purport. Prabhupada writes, when one engages in devotional service to the Lord, in the 9 different kinds of bhakti yoga, and he lists them, either one of them, or 2 of them, or 3 of them, or all of them, he naturally has no opportunity to engage in the service of the 3 modes of nature. Very practical. You have to do something. So, do Krishna something, and then there's no Maya something. Very, very practical. Unless one has good engagements in spiritual service, it is not possible to get out of the attachment of material service. Those who are not devotees, therefore, are interested in so-called humanitarian and philanthropic work, such as opening a hospital or charitable institution. These are undoubtedly good works in the sense that they are pious activities, and the result is that the performer may get some opportunities for sense gratification, either in this life or in the next. Devotional service, however, is beyond the boundary. Nice sentence. Beyond the boundary of sense gratification. It's another realm altogether, another platform altogether. Devotional service. doesn't mean that a devotee can't do good things. It's the consciousness behind those things, the purpose for which those things are being enacted. We should be polite and we should be kind and so forth, and whether in various forms of expression. But the purpose behind them is the essence. That is what's being presented. Without that engagement in whatever the form or expression of life is, it's tinged, or one is entangled in material existence still. When one engages in the spiritual activities of devotional service, naturally he does not get any opportunity to engage in sense gratificatory activities. And then this message, of the very strong message that's in this summary verse, the role of knowledge and detachment. Prabhupada writes, Krishna conscious activities are performed not blindly, but with perfect understanding of knowledge and renunciation. Renunciation doesn't just mean giving things up. Renunciation means complete renunciation. Rupa Goswami teaches is things should that can be used in Krishna service are properly utilized in Krishna service and not for sense gratification. That's complete renunciation. You follow? Anyone miss that point? Should we go over it again? There are two verses in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that clarify. Renunciation that's incomplete is giving things up that can be used in Krishna service. Renunciation that's complete is seeing that which is in relation to Hari is used in the service to Hari, the Supreme Lord. Harab abhaktasya. No. Papancha kataya bhudya hari sambandha vastuna. Hari sambandha vastuna.